fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 19th day of December. Prepper tip of the day. It's a tactical matter. If you ever think you might be confronting criminals, maybe a group of criminals, it would be good to have the following in your kit. That would be smoke grenade, military grade, police grade smoke grenades. They could conceal your position, give you the opportunity to maybe make a tactical retreat, maybe use to confuse the enemy, use for signaling purposes. It would be great to have these things in your kit. A good place I just found out about to get your smoke grenades is U.S. Tactical Supply, and their website is ustacticalsupply.com. So check that out. You might want to incorporate that into your tactical equipment. Now, we're hoping that Sam Andrews would call. I spoke to Sam yesterday afternoon, and he said he would be able to join us. But so far, he has not. So we'll just continue here with open lines at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We talked a bit last week about the 22 long rifle. It is the ubiquitous caliber worldwide. Even in most places that have severe restrictions on firearms ownership, they do allow the ownership of 22 long rifle caliber rifles. Pistols might be restricted, so you need to be aware of the advantages of owning a 22 caliber rifle. I have a couple of favorites. One is the Ruger 10/22, which it turns out, I'm not sure we knew this for quite a while, the Ruger 10/22 has been around for half a century. But we've since found that it's a modular system where a hobbyist gunsmith, I might consider myself a hobbyist gunsmith, I don't do anything of any consequence at their kitchen table, can make very dramatic changes to a Ruger 10/22 with simple hand tools and have a good result. Something else we might want to talk about is the topic of gas masks. You need gas masks. Any sophisticated enemy you might be up against could certainly be using tear gas or smoke or both. And, of course, if you want to use tear gas or smoke yourself, you darn well better have gas masks, because that wind takes the wrong direction. You'll be wishing you did. I'm not a big fan of the U.S. military's gas masks, the M7 chain. If they've upgraded to another one, I hope so. But it's easy to remember that the M17 gas mask is good for 17 hours, at which time you need to change the filters. It's a massively defective design because you can't change the filter unless you take off the mask. And when you do, it's not a matter of unscrewing one filter and screwing another one. No. You have to disassemble the inside of the gas mask on two sides to remove the two filters, take the two filters out, replace them, and then reassemble the gas mask. Not a good design. I don't know what genius came up with that design. Most NATO countries have a screw-on filter, that allows you to change filters without taking the mask off. That's the way it should be. You might want to look at industrial gas masks. 3M makes a good variety. Company that you might want to check out, let's see if I have one of their catalogs here handy. I don't see it here handy. We do have, he's a couple minutes late, but we do have with us here Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1 in Eureka, Missouri. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Okay, well, good to have you with us, sir. We spoke briefly yesterday afternoon about what to talk about today, and the topic of ammunition is something that is incredibly complex and something I want to address that will affect almost all our listeners. Something my gunsmith told me, and it has to do with semi-automatic rifles and pistols and steel-cased ammunition. I was told that by my gunsmith that I use for most of my work that unless a firearm was designed to shoot steel-cased ammunition like the AK platform, that it's probably not a good idea to shoot steel-cased ammunition in a semi-automatic rifle that wasn't designed to shoot steel-cased ammunition. Do you have any comments on that, sir?
Yeah, your gunsmith is correct on several levels, because it really boils down to a hardness issue in the metallurgy. If you've got a normal barrel on a semi-auto weapon, it's either 4140 chrome moly or 4150 chrome moly or 416 stainless. Those are the three most common. Occasionally in cold weather, people use 410 stainless for barrel in Arctic conditions, but it's not very common. Now, all of those barrels, all those materials, when they're in their final form and the barrel's actually made, are typically between 28 Rockwell and 31 Rockwell on the C scale. That's relatively soft. And the reason it's relatively soft is so the barrel doesn't crack. When you get barrels a whole lot harder than 40 Rockwell, then when they're subjected to the pressure of the cartridge, they crack in the chamber and blow into pieces. So there's a reason why that metal is fairly soft. Now, the steel-cased ammo, after being formed into a cartridge case, work hardens and will wear on the chamber of the barrel, or on, if it's a pistol, on the feed ramps of the barrel, and it's just hard on the gun, and eventually you start to wear these odd shapes into the chamber of the barrel. So it's, if you shot 10 rounds, it probably wouldn't do a lot of damage, but you don't want to shoot 1,000 rounds through a typical semi-auto barrel.
Right.
Now, well, if your barrel's nitrided, that brings you up to 67 Rockwell on the skin, and you can shoot a little bit of steel ammo and not do a lot of damage.
Well, this is very important, because I know that the men and women listening to us speak this morning are always looking for a bargain, and the heavy hitter when it comes to steel-cased ammunition, of course, is Wolf, which I believe comes out of Russia. And they look at their, they're trying to want to get their inventory built up. Typically, it's going to be 223 or 308. And they look at these prices and say, boy, I can really save a lot of money if I get this Wolf steel-cased ammunition. But in the long run, they're fooling themselves, aren't they, Sam?
Yeah, that's a really bad idea. And, you know, the powder charge, quality control of the Wolf ammo and some of these other cheap brands and steel-cased stuff out of Russia and Czechoslovakia and Serbia, you know, they're just, the quality control's terrible. And so you really have no idea what pressure any given round is when you shoot that stuff. I don't recommend it. I've never known anyone that had any consistent results from that ammo, so that's just my experience.
Right, right. Well, let's take that for what it's worth, which is a lot of very valuable, in my opinion. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you're shopping for ammunition online or in a store, if you want ammunition for your semi-auto, whether it's a AR platform, M14, doesn't matter what it is, you don't want steel-cased ammunition unless that weapon, such as an AK-47, the AK-47 is designed to shoot the steel-cased ammunition and perform quite well, isn't it, Sam?
It is, because it has a harder barrel chamber. It has a coating.
Well, there you go. Now, listening to John Moore Show could save people a lot of grief. A lot of grief. Now, this would apply to pistol ammunition as well, because Wolf makes 45 caliber ACP as well, don't they?
They sure do, but I wouldn't use it in an American 45.
No, no, you don't want to do that. No, it's, what's the old saying, penny wise and pound foolish, or something like that. Or penny wise and dollar foolish, I'm not sure, but that's exactly the area we're in. You may save a little bit, or even a lot, on the cost of ammunition on one hand, but you're going to pay a really big price down the road, both in terms of performance, which means accuracy because of the undependable levels of powder charge, possibly damaging your rifle or your pistol, and costing a lot more than the perceived savings in the ammunition. Right, Sam?
That's absolutely correct. And it's really important that you look at the firearms that you use to defend your life with, or your family's life, or your home with. You look at that as a total system. Yourself, the gun, the ammo, the optics, they all have to work together. And if they don't, you're going to have real problems under pressure.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I agree with what you're saying. You have to look everything as a whole. Of course, all the individual components add up to make the whole. And you're always doing a testing evaluation. In fact, yesterday when you were walking your dog, you were testing a piece of equipment, weren't you?
I sure was, and it was a great piece of equipment.
Well, tell us about that, because it's the dead of winter. It was minus 3 degrees at my home when I woke up this morning, and this has to do with cold weather, doesn't it?
Yeah, last night it was about minus 2 where I was, and the wind was blowing about 18 to 20 miles an hour. So the wind chill had to be well past minus 15. And I have three new pit bull puppies. And they had to go outside and do their business. And so I put on a coat, and we went for about a mile-and-a-half jog. And it is a Marmot Expedition downgrade coat, which is a fantastic piece of gear. I can tell you, I couldn't believe how warm I was underneath that coat with nothing but a long-sleeve T-shirt on underneath it. Very impressed.
Very nice.
With the performance.
Very nice.
Of that gear.
Now, the built-in hood is insulated also, I assume?
Yes, it's got a down-insulated hood that's quite effective.
Very nice. And it's got the knit cuffs to help keep the cold from going up the sleeves, I assume, also.
Yeah, and it has drawstrings on two levels inside the jacket. And the down in the jacket is treated so it won't absorb moisture.
Well, I wish those old Army sleeping bags had their feathers treated that way. I was on a 30-day field training exercise with special forces out in North Carolina, and we weren't allowed to have tents or sleep indoors, although there was an indoor facility. And we had to snap together ponchos, and it rained every night in June up there in the Smoky Mountains. And my feather sleeping bag got wet from about mid-thigh down, and it took days for that thing to dry out. I think better part of 2 weeks where I had to have, thank goodness I had some wool blankets I was able to snuggle up with. But when a feather sleeping bag gets wet, you're at the end of the road for that thing being useful till it gets dried out. But this technique sounds like it's fairly new for making the down feathers water resistant. Am I correct in thinking that?
Yeah, I think the technology is about 2.5-3 years old, but I'll tell you, if you've ever spent any time in Arctic conditions, you know that your own body moisture will eventually saturate the down. That's why when you get in conditions under 20 degrees Fahrenheit, most modern down sleeping bags have treated down, but they also have a vapor barrier liner that you pull in and out of the bag, and when you get out of the bag, you pull the liner out and turn it inside out so the moisture can evaporate off of it. And that way you can use the down sleeping bag over a period of months and it doesn't lose its effectiveness.
Right. Yeah, I found out the hard way. I was on a training mission one weekend and decided to use a space blanket for my sleeping gear. It was early spring event, and with mid-50s daytime temperatures and around 40 at night, and I found out real quick how much moisture the human body puts out, because it all condensed on the inside of the space blanket, and I woke up basically soaking wet and cold the next morning. Massive mistake, but that's how you learn, isn't it?
Yep, you've got to get out and try gear. And, you know, there's a difference between testing something for short-term performance and testing it for long-term performance, because factors like body moisture being given off and accumulating are a factor in the long-term world.
Right. Yeah. Typically, we sleep with cotton sheets, and the moisture just goes through the cotton, and unless you really have a night sweat, and you're not even aware of the moisture your body's putting out. But a healthy human body will put out about a pint of moisture through the skin on any given night, won't it?
Absolutely, and boy, does it accumulate fast. You can get away with no vapor barrier technology in weather above 30 degrees where the humidity is not very high for about 5 days to a week. But anything longer than a week, you're going to have real issues in ultra-cold weather with that moisture saturating the insulation in your garments and your sleeping bags.
Right. There's an old saying in the Army, Rangers, and Special Forces, travel light, cold at night. And that's not necessarily as true as it used to be, is it, Sam?
Well, we have technology that affords you a little more range and a little more latitude. So you can definitely be warm at night if you have the right technology and if your tent or whatever shelter you've built is vented properly. There's ways to get there from here where you can be pretty comfortable.
Right. Now, up until recently, and unless something's changed, the best sleeping bag money could buy was made by Wiggy, W-I-G-G-Y. Is that still the case, Sam?
I don't think so. I actually like two different companies. One is Western Mountaineering, and the other one is Feathered Friend.
Feathered Friend. Okay, we'll have to check that out. We have a break
and
for your question.
As well.
M-A-R-M-O-T.
M-A-R-M-O-T.
Gotcha. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th day of December, visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1 in Eureka, Missouri. If you want to have a custom rifle built, buy an off-the-shelf rifle or a pistol or a shotgun, get some custom gunsmithing done, well, this is the man you want to talk to. His office, his shop is open Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. Central Time. Here's the telephone number, 636-369-7850. I say again, 636-369-7850. And it doesn't matter where you live. Sam will work to make delivery of your new rifle or shotgun or pistol to a local federal firearms license dealer, and the transfer can take place wherever these guns are legal, which that's becoming an issue, of course, isn't it, Sam? Well, especially California, New Jersey, Washington, D.C. But you'll work with people to accomplish their goals, won't you?
Absolutely. And, John, you might want to put out a correction on that phone number. It's actually 636-587-9223.
Okay. I must have been looking at something else. I apologize. You give me that number again, 636-587-9223.
9223.
23, got it. Okay, well, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I must have been looking at something else. And No telling who you'll get if you call that first number, so don't do it. ammunition. There's a lot of what we might call old wives' tales about ammunition, aren't there, Sam?
There's a lot of false belief systems. You know, people have gotten advice from their grandfather or their father or their uncle, and they've looked at what the military has done sometimes, and it's not really based in the science of ballistics, external, terminal, you know, or internal ballistics. So there's a better way to get there from here.
Right. Well, I know growing up, I would hear my dad's generation, the men would talk about a 45 semi-auto and give the impression that unless you had the strength of Hulk Hogan, there's no way you could possibly hold this thing steady and shoot it. And that even if you did, you're not going to hit anything with any accuracy, as if accuracy was not even part of the program when it fought with a 1911 45. So these stories get repeated over and over, don't they, Sam?
They sure do. They should see some of the young ladies shooting 45 in the three-gun nationals.
Well, the story I always tell is the wife of a Vietnamese officer in Vietnam. I was at the National Police Pistol Range. She was probably every bit of 4'11", maybe weighed 95 pounds. And she was nailing that 45. I mean, she had a good, steady grip on it and a sense of determination, because she was highly motivated, shall we say, to protect herself and her children. So size doesn't matter. All that matters is training and desire, doesn't it?
If you have enough hand strength to lock a slide back and you're willing to practice, you can become very, very proficient and accurate with any pistol. It's time invested and doing the right drills, and you're off and on your way.
Absolutely. And I've seen any number of my adult male students who have a good strong grip. They could be involved doing ranching and construction work, and they pick up this 1911, or it could be a 357, and they got a death grip. I'm looking at their knuckles turning white, and I have to gently correct them and coach them, and I say, following, I said, you hold a pistol that tight when your knuckles are turning white, there's no way you can get any kind of accuracy, because very quickly, when you're holding a pistol that tightly, your hand's going to start shaking, isn't it, Sam?
That's absolutely true. You want to use the big muscles of the body to control recoil. So you're pressing forward with your strong hand, you're pulling rearward with your other hand, and you're letting your finger muscles relax so you can have good trigger control.
Absolutely. That is a good summary. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. One of the more recent downloads at my website is a 1,000-page book. The title of it is Matrix 3, Volume 2. It will be an education. It will be a reference book. You need to check this out. You really do. It will help you understand what's truly going on and the truly evil nature of it in our society. I would suggest getting 1,000, actually it's about just over 1,000 pages of three hole punch paper, print it out. If you don't have a way to do that, go to a local print shop such as Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, put it in a three ring binder, and you got yourself a reference book for yourself and anybody who needs it. And of course, the energy cleaner. I'm getting a fresh shipment today. I'll be getting everything out the door by the end of the week, all the orders that have been pending now for a few days because of the backlog I've been working on, which happens every year around this time. But the energy cleaner will focus on helping you get relief from arthritis pain, back pain. It will help you get a great night's sleep. If it doesn't, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I'm shipping an energy cleaner and a queen-size pad to Australia later this week, by the way. I ship these all over the planet. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. You can read up on Energy Cleaner, the wonderful testimonials by people I know personally, and you hear on my radio show. Toll-free auto line. You can order by PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, by the way. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1 in Eureka, Missouri. Open from noon till 5 p.m. Monday through Wednesday through Saturday. The telephone number there at Tier 1 is 636-587-9223. Sam, people may think, and wrongly so, that if it's for sale at a reputable place, a sportsman's guide, that it's going to be okay to shoot this stuff. And it goes back to the steel cased ammunition. These are incorrect assumptions because the people selling it don't know any better either, do they?
No, they really don't. And usually when you buy from a large manufacturer, large retail outfit, you're buying from someone who is a retired policeman or a young kid who's a gun nut, and their level of technical expertise is fairly low. Generally, you could fill their knowledge on ammunition. You could fill a shot glass with it with an ounce of whiskey and room to spare. So you've got to be careful who you take advice from.
All right. It's kind of funny. The anti-gun liberals hold police, both current and former police officers, in high regard for their unparalleled expertise and knowledge in the proper use of firearms. And when those of us in the gun culture, I know, Sam, my friends that work at the local gun ranges, when they find out that the police are coming in to qualify, do their annual qualification, they try to get a vacation day that day because they don't want to be around these cops, do they?
Well, you have to understand that NRA Law Enforcement Training Division has been pushing certain things in law enforcement training that aren't good, they're not right, they're not effective, and most police officers with the budgets in their departments don't have money to practice very often. So when they do get a law enforcement training day, it's pretty scary.
It is. In addition, and I agree with everything you're saying, when the Glock pistol salesman goes to the chief of police or the board of police commissioners, here's what the Glock pistol salesman says. Gentlemen, these Glocks are so simple and so safe that you can save money by reducing the amount of training that the men do. And that's exactly what they do, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, that's a really bad idea. You really do have to understand that firearms and the skills that operate them effectively are perishable skills. So you do have to practice on a regular basis to keep your skills up.
Well, I'll use myself as an example. I had not shot prone on a regular basis for probably 20 years when you had your carbine class. So I get down in a prone position, and it took me a while to get everything set up to where I could squeeze that trigger and get anywhere near the kind of accuracy that I wanted to. And I'm laying there thinking, man, this shouldn't be so hard. But when you go for 20 years without doing something, of course it's going to be hard. Right, Sam?
Absolutely. It's one of those things where if you don't do it often enough, you forget little things and you make mistakes and you don't have the stability that you normally would if you're practicing on a regular basis. You are using muscles to control recoil, but particularly with rifles, you're using a lot of strength for shoulder pressure, and that's important to get consistent barrel harmonics. And so if you're just holding the gun loosely or too relaxed or you don't have the strength, particularly with the larger calibers, you're going to see vertical stringing on the target. It's not like a target cartridge like a 6 PPC. There's a big difference between shooting a small target cartridge, which some people can even shoot free recoil on a bench rest rig. There's a big difference between shooting that accurately and shooting a 308 or a 30-06 or a 50 BMG accurately. And absolutely, it does take training.
It does. Now, this cowboy, speaking of myself, is going to be spending a lot of trigger time on my living room floor in a prone position these long, cold, dark nights we've got when there's not a whole lot else to do, read a book or watch a movie. So I'll be honing up those skills. So the next time that I'm out in a range and I want to get down in the prone position, I'm not struggling to do something that should come to me quite naturally and quite easy. So even the best of us, and I'm not a world-class shooter by any stretch, but even the best of us need to practice these skills, don't we, Sam?
Well, I have several friends that were world-class shooters. Malcolm Cooper, who designed the AW sniper rifle, was a world-class shooter. He was a gold medalist in offhand shooting. Mark Karachi, probably the most decorated Navy SEAL sniper in history, was a world-class shooter. Carlos Hathcock was an instructor of mine. He was certainly a world-class shooter and won the Wimbledon 1,000-yard competition.
Before he went to Vietnam. You know, the equipment that...
And here's something, the point I want to make, John, is that every one of these world-class shooters dry fires practices more times. They pull that trigger more dry fire practice than they do shooting live rounds.
Now, with the modern rifles, you're not presenting any danger to dry fire with an empty chamber, are you?
Not typically. You don't want to do it with an AR and no snap cap, though. You want to get a snap cap, something that has like a spring-loaded primer so that it absorbs the impact of the firing pin. And you certainly don't want to dry fire certain revolvers and rimfire weapons.
Right. Well, I do have snap caps that I use for when I do my dry fire, and it also helps in the practicing loading and unloading, so that becomes second nature to you as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we always recommend when you dry fire, you need to have some ballistic Kevlar where you're pointing the weapon when you're pulling the trigger, or maybe a stack of 10 or 12 phone books in a box. And always remove any live ammo from the room that you're dry firing in. Only have your snap caps and your target, which is actually a safe backstop. It's very important to have discipline when you dry fire, and don't just willy-nilly grab a gun and start practicing dry firing it. You want to triple check that it's unloaded. You want to remove all live ammunition from the room, and you want to have a ballistic backstop to use as an aiming point.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. We got a caller on hold here. Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. I don't know if you remember, John, before, I don't think Sam was on the line when I brought to your attention this company out here in close to Philadelphia called Lehigh Defense that makes their own, they make milled bullets. I don't know if Sam was aware of that, but that's called Lehigh Defense. It's incredible. When you look into what they've done, it's like leading-edge technology as far as bullet manufacture. But I want to bring something else to your attention that I just learned about a couple of weeks ago, and it's called, it has to do with, this could be a real breakthrough in technology for shell casings. There's a company called Shell Shock Technologies, and they've created a 9mm round, and it's a two-piece round, and the bottom of it is made out of aluminum. The upper part is of the casing is made out of alloy. Now, get this. It's half the weight of brass, and it's several times more stronger than brass. They've tested it, and they only have a 9mm round at present, but they've tested up to 70,000 PSI. They don't know how long it would last because the stuff doesn't crack. It's not brittle. It forms well. And here's the other. Here's the kicker. It's cheaper than brass. Now, here we have a new technology that leaps ahead of brass, which has been around for how long, and it's cheaper. Usually when they bring out some new technology, it's more expensive. But this one's cheaper. I don't know. Have you guys heard of this Shell Shock Technologies?
I have.
Yes, I
have. How about you, Sam?
Yes, I have. And I think that it's important to point out that technology will lend itself to low-pressure cartridges under 25,000 PSI. So a 9mm is a good sort of area for that type of technology. But putting an aluminum head on a rifle cartridge at 64,000 PSI in a 308 or a Magnum is a really, really bad idea.
Okay, so you're saying that for handguns, it may be a good idea. For rifles, it's not.
Well, right now, we don't have aluminums that make good heads for rifle cartridges. Aluminum will work in any cartridge where you're under 25,000 PSI. Now, keep in mind, a 40 Smith & Wesson and Plus P is 30 to 35,000 PSI. May be a tough order for this type of technology, but we'll see.
Okay. Well, I understand. So now I guess I'm gathering that you're more of a rifle guy. When you're gunsmithing, you work on rifles. Is that correct?
Well, I build custom rifles, but I sell and do some custom pistol work. But my point is that anytime you're dealing with ammunition, you need to look at the pressure and the total system. And there isn't anybody I know that'll put an aluminum head case into a rifle cartridge. It just won't.
I don't know if it's an aluminum head. It's part. The bottom part is partly made out of aluminum. You just have to check it out, and then you'll know because you're the expert there. But it just seems to be. It's magnetic, so you can pick it up with a magnet. That's pretty cool too. So.
It's got to have some iron in it if it's magnetic. So, you know, the steel case thing, like I said, there's advantages and disadvantages to all different material selection. If you've got an alloy that doesn't work harden, that's fantastic for reloaders. But keep in mind that if your hardness is above 30 Rockwell on the head, then you're going to have wear issues in the chamber. So things considered, there's probably a reason the 9mm was the place where they started with this technology.
Right. Okay. Well, I think the company's out of, I believe, Connecticut, somewhere in Connecticut, that's kind of weird that they come out of Connecticut. But anyway, I also want to ask you guys, I wanted to follow through with this information about the 4473. When you purchase a firearm, I mean, to me, that seems like it could be a trap for some guys, and here's why. Let's say a person went through a minor offense or whatever in their locale or whatever, or maybe they were traveling, especially if they were traveling, they come out of the deal thinking they've got a certain charge, which is a minor charge, but they don't think anything more of it. Maybe they have to go to court and pay the court fees and all that stuff. Okay, and they plead guilty, okay, whatever, right? But then later, several years later, they go to buy it. Maybe it's been a while since they bought a new firearm, so they go in and buy it, fill out the 4473, and lo and behold, the FBI denies them. And lo and behold, they don't know why. And by the way, try to call Nick's and find out why you've been denied. My nephew's trying to find that out, and they don't answer the phone. Okay, so it's kind of like, I guess it's like a state secret, you know, like a national, you know, national security secret to know what you've been accused of and been denied for. Here's an example of where, and you know, you guys know that this could happen, that in a court process, let's say when they record it, maybe the clerk records it incorrectly. She or he makes an error, and they record it down as being more severe than it was, and that ends up that error of information. Number one, would be hard to track.
Okay, well, I think we got enough information for Sam to respond.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, go ahead.
Your response.
I have a couple of comments reference to that. First off, you need to get your state to pass a law that nullifies federal gun laws. There is no authority under the U.S. Constitution for the federal government to regulate guns. Zero. Okay? Now,
right.
Does that mean that the feds are going to respect states that do that? No, they didn't in Kansas 2 weeks ago when they arrested that guy who made a suppressor legally in the state of Kansas. And when they tried him, they wouldn't allow him to bring state law as evidence to his defense. That's how crooked the federal system is. It's how crooked the federal judges are. But as far as the 4473 issue goes, there is a path to appeal. It takes about 25 to 30 days. If you can request an answer, and they will give you an answer as to why, and then you have an appeals process. It's typical government bureaucracy. But you can overcome any mistake in the system. I've had several customers do it. It took about 30 days.
Okay, so do you have to go through that process of requesting why you've been denied in writing, or can you call them and ask them, and then they could verify who you are and send it to you? How do you do that? Because we don't, you know, and the gun dealer sold it to him, has no idea, and he doesn't really care because the deal didn't go through. And
well, he's not a professional. He's not a professional like Sam is. He doesn't know what to do, is he, Sam?
Okay, well,
the deal.
We got our last break. Gentlemen, hold on. We have our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of December, visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, proprietor of Tier 1, a place where you can get a custom rifle built, purchase a rifle, pistol, or a shotgun, and have it delivered to your local firearms dealer for delivery. The telephone number, Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. Central Time, 636-587-9223. My comment before the break there, Sam, was that this gun dealer did not know his business. Would you have a follow-up on that, sir?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that the ATF prints and gives brochures to every licensed gun dealer that give you the explanation of the appeals process and how you go about it. And also, right next to you where you write your Social Security number on the 4473, there is a space for a personal identification number. Once you get the issue resolved, which takes about 30 days in writing, then they issue you a personal number. And every time you buy a gun, you write that on your 4473, and then you don't have problems purchasing the firearms from that point forward.
You got that, Mark?
Okay. Well, let me ask him that. So, can a person go about? They can get that number for future without having to be denied. Also,
absolutely.
They can get that special number.
If you're flagged in the system and you go through the appeals process, which takes about 30 days, sometimes 45 days, they have to research that at the local level. Sometimes the FBI will come back to you and ask you, like I had one gentleman who had to go and get records of a court document and fax it to them. And then they approved him, and he got a personal identification number. And then the next time he came in to buy a gun, it went through with no problem.
Right. Well, in this case, with my nephew, it was a case of where his attorney, she lied to him. Have you ever heard of such a thing? A lawyer telling you that it's a misdemeanor when in fact it's a low level felony of what happened. But she got, you know, because she got involved in and got $30,000 of his money. It's just a minor, you know, it's a misdemeanor, and he's got to address that issue. Toot sweet. But here's the point of this. This 4473 to me seems like it's an avenue to entrap guys who might be unbeknownst to them, they might have a more serious charge than what they thought, or there could be a simple clerical error.
Okay.
But you're saying in the appeals process...
Let Sam respond. We're all out of time here. Sam, quick response. We're almost out of time.
Well, first off, the federal government has no authority to do any of this. Secondly, there is an appeals process. And thirdly, finding an honest lawyer is nothing short of a miracle. But there is a way to deal with it. Now, it's a misnomer that you have to have a felony to be refused. A domestic violence misdemeanor or any misdemeanor punishable by more than a year, they have a whole list of things that they can refuse a gun sale to you that are not felonies. So you need to do some research and look at the details on that.
Right.
And
we
need to change it, honestly.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're out of time. Sam, thank you. We're out of time. Everybody have a great day. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.